The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is continuing coverage of the case against Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It was supposed to be the day everything finally got rolling in the Arizona courtroom. June 2nd, 2025, the long-awaited start of jury selection in the case of Lori Vallow Daybell, better known to some of us as the so-called doomsday mom. But instead of launching into voir dire and opening salvos, the entire proceeding ground to a halt before it could even leave the gates. The reason? Lori Vallow Daybell rolled into court in a wheelchair. Yes, that's right. Pale, hunched over, and looking more like someone who'd just been discharged from the ER than a woman preparing to represent herself in a criminal trial. She said she was so sick, and not just under the weather sick. According to her, she was dealing with nausea, chills, a headache, which some might call flu-like symptoms. But she didn't get that specific. What she did say, however, was clear. She couldn't go forward. She wasn't able to think straight, let alone take on the role of her own defense attorney. Now, remember, she had elected to represent herself in this trial, which is already a high wire act on a good day. But on a day when you're claiming you can't sit upright without getting dizzy, well, that wire starts looking razor thin. The judge clearly not expecting this kind of twist, found himself in a tough spot. The court was ready. The prosecution was ready. 50 potential jurors were waiting in the wings, summoned to begin what's already a heavy-duty process in a high-profile case like this. Even Brandon Boudreau, the man Vallow Daybell is accused of conspiring to have killed back in 2019, was sitting right there in the front row, flanked by his wife and a victim advocate. In other words, this wasn't a slow Monday. Everyone showed up, except it seems the one person who needed to be fully functional in order to proceed, the defendant. The judge tried to find a workaround. He reminded Lori that at this stage, jury selection, her role would be relatively minor. He wasn't asking her to cross-examine witnesses or deliver a closing argument. All she had to do was sit there and, when needed, ask questions of potential jurors. If that was too much, he offered another option. Let one of her standby attorneys handle this part temporarily while she rested. A reasonable compromise under the circumstances. But Lori Vallow Daybell was not having it. She made it clear, in her view, even a momentary handoff of the responsibilities would violate her right to self-representation. She said she didn't want the court to proceed without her full mental and physical engagement. And she dug in on that point like it was sacred ground. This put the judge in a bind. On one hand, the defendant has the right to represent themselves if the court deems them competent, which is mistake number one. And it already had. But that right comes with all the baggage of being your own lawyer, including not being able to call in sick when it's inconvenient. On the other hand, the court can't force someone to perform a legal function if they're saying they're physically incapable. It's like watching a chess match where only one player suddenly announces their arm's broken mid-move. So, the court recessed. The idea was to give everyone a beat to regroup and decide how or if they could proceed that day when they came back. Well, things escalated. Lori Vallow Daybell was now openly weeping in court, not subtle, misty-eyed dabbing. We're talking loud, visible distress. Oh, my God. She insisted she was being pushed too hard to recover. And if the court was demanding she shake off the flu and jump into a legal cage match, she wanted to know if she was still sick on Wednesday. What the court, would they drag her back in anyway? Yes, the judge said plainly. If you're not better by Wednesday, we're still moving forward. That didn't sit well. She remained in the wheelchair, refusing to move to a standard courtroom seat as requested. At this point, the judge made a strategic call to keep the optics from getting any messier. He dismissed both Vallow Daybell and her attorneys from the room so he could speak directly to the jurors in private. No theatrics, no distractions, no influence, just a little damage control. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, prosecutors were doing their own juggling act. They had witnessed and rescheduled and travel booked around the trial's expected pace. A delay like this could throw a wrench in that machinery. Prosecutor Trina Kay acknowledged the reality. Yes, the defendant was claiming illness, but still floated a compromise. Let's push the trial to Wednesday and maybe extend the hours on the back end to make up for the time. By the time everything was said and done, or not done, rather, it was just after 11 in the morning, and the day was officially over. No jury selection, no progress. One juror was excused because of an out-of-town trip that now conflicted with the updated schedule, but the rest were asked to return Wednesday at 10 a.m. The judge, trying to salvage a courtroom full of frustrated citizens, made a lighthearted promise. If they end up seated on this case, he'd buy them donuts. What a compromise. Someone in the jury pool actually responded aloud, "That'll work." And just like that, the courtroom was cleared. No evidence presented, no testimony heard. The only thing that showed up in a full force was delay. The whole day hinged on the health or alleged health of one person, Lori Vallow Daybell. And her refusal to yield, even momentarily, to her advisory counsel revealed a lot about how this trial is likely going to unfold. Because this wasn't just a hiccup, it was a preview. And come Wednesday, the question won't just be whether Lori Vallow Daybell is physically ready to return to court. It'll be whether the entire trial can move forward with a defendant who insists on steering the ship, even if she's too dizzy to stand. If day one of this trial was defined by a screeching halt, and what comes next is a part where we start asking why that halt matters beyond just a rescheduling headache. This isn't a traffic court delay or a civil mediation kicking the can down the road. This is a criminal conspiracy case involving an attempted murder, a courtroom filled with high stakes, and a defendant who's already been convicted in another state for some of the most disturbing crimes in recent memory, and in that state too. Let alone places this Arizona trial under a microscope. But now, with Lori Vallow Daybell choosing to represent herself and already causing disruption before a single juror has been seated, the courtroom dynamics have shifted into a far more fragile and complicated terrain. The charge at the center of this Arizona case is conspiracy to commit murder, specifically the attempted murder of Brandon Boudreau, her former nephew-in-law. Prosecutors allege that way back in the day, in October of 2019, someone took a shot at Boudreau outside his Gilbert, Arizona home. He wasn't killed, but he came dangerously close. The theory from the state is that this wasn't some random drive-by. It was a targeted hit, and Lori was part of planning it. That's the crux of why she's now in court. But it's not the first time She's faced these types of accusations. Just last year, Lori Vallow Daybell was convicted in Idaho on multiple counts, including the murders of her two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, and conspiracy in the death of Tammy Daybell, her current husband's previous wife. That case was gruesome, tangled with religious extremism, and it captured national attention. Now with Arizona bringing its own charges, and now this is the second trial in Arizona, we're seeing a continuation of that broader legal reckoning. But this time, she's taking the lead as her own attorney, just as she did in the last Arizona trial just weeks ago. And that decision, well, fully within her rights, is already starting to reveal more of its consequences. Representing yourself in a criminal trial isn't just risky, it's exhausting. The law doesn't allow you to opt out of complexity because you're not a trained lawyer. You don't get a softer version of the rules when you choose self-representation. You become both the accused and the advocate, and every misstep counts. She learned that. It didn't sink in, as nothing does with Lori Vallow Daybell. That burden only gets heavier in a case involving a conspiracy charge tied to a violent act. Lori's insistence on handling her own defense has put the court in a bind from the start now. What happened today, June 2nd, was the first major public test of whether she could manage the pressure and logistics of going back in this role again. When she showed up ill and said she couldn't function, the court had those two paths: pause everything and respect her right to act as her own personal counsel, or move forward with a backup attorney and risk violating her constitutional rights. The judge opted for the former, albeit reluctantly, but it highlighted a key vulnerability. If the trial hinges entirely on her ability to personally perform every legal task, then any physical or emotional breakdown becomes a full stop, not just a hiccup. This isn't about whether Lori Vallow Daybell was truly sick that morning. That's not the issue. The issue is that the structure of this trial is now so heavily dependent on her participation as both defendant and defense that there's almost no slack in the rope. And to be clear, the court didn't revoke her right to self-represent. In fact, the judge went out of his way to preserve it. He offered a way to keep things moving, suggesting that standby counsel temporarily step in for jury questioning, a narrow task by legal standards. And she refused. She made it clear she wanted full control of her case from voir dire to verdict. With that, the entire day became unsalvageable. So what happens next here in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell? Well, Wednesday. We will know more Wednesday. What exactly is going to happen? Well, anything, I guess, is possible, considering she did show up in a wheelchair today to a courtroom and a system that is very exposed to her tactics. It exposes the fragile architecture of a trial that depends entirely on the stamina, cooperation, and consistency of a defendant who's already shown she's willing to test the system's limits and go off the rails. Now, the trial resumes. Every step forward will carry the weight of what fragility Lori has that day. Will she show up? Will she engage? Will she continue to push the boundaries of what self-representation really looks like under the strain of criminal conspiracy? Or is she going to end up in another mental hospital? I'm hoping maybe the latter. And this all just ends. And everybody realizes, what, there's no point to this anymore. Let her be. Put her away. Let's not hear from her ever again. What a dream, huh? What do you think? What do you think should happen versus what do you think could happen? Because there's a lot of legalities in this whole equation. Tell me in the comments section on YouTube or X or wherever you're watching this. Press subscribe if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms. Do check us out on YouTube and on X as well. Interact with us. Let us know what your thoughts are on not only this case, but the many cases that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.